do you remember anything about the old Burnaby Lake store down at the corner of Spurling and Douglas Road?
Yes.
We know it was there, but we don't have a photograph of it.
Well, it was a very ugly building, flat roof, two stories, and built out, you know, you see, that's a, it's not exactly a right angle there, is it, Douglas Road and Spurling? It's less than a right angle. Well, and they built the building right into it, and it wasn't, it looked odd, it wasn't on a square corner, you know, but it was an ugly building, and I figured the two men that first built it, to, of course, to start with, the neighbors who were indignant, they didn't like it, and finally they got using it and liked it, and then later, my brother-in-law bought it.
What was his name?
His name was Arthur Rowe. And he married my sister. And he bought it, but he was inexperienced and too generous. And a number of mills across the lake here who were running into difficulty, shingle mills and what have you, were his tremendous customers. But they didn't pay their accounts, and he went broke. That was in about 1912.
Were there any other stores in the area?
No, you had to go into New Westminster. That was the closest. That's where we used to go. We used to horse and buggy into New Westminster. And well, this store of Rose, he delivered by horse and buggy, by team.
Fine team. Clattering around. Wonderful. Apparently it didn't pay off.
What sort of things did he have in the store?
A general store, everything. Simply everything. You know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Did they sell ice?
No, they wouldn't sell ice, no.
I wondered where the people in the area got their ice from.
Well, it's strange, but they didn't bother with ice. You didn't have ice. You went without it. You didn't even know about it. Ice was, and you didn't have refrigerators. You had coolers. It wasn't. The refrigerator was quite new, isn't it?
I have heard that they used to, a New Westminster firm used to cut ice out on Burnaby Lake and store it in a couple of houses by the shore.
There were some old, yes, but it wasn't too successful because it would freeze over every year. Sometimes it'd be no 2 or 3 years and there'd be no ice on it. In fact, my dad went through the ice on Burnaby Lake skating when he shouldn't have been. At the end of this little creek here.
Did you have a name for that creek?
I think it was called Deer Lake Creek.
I guess it still is.
Is it? Yes. Well, we used to just call it the creek, because that was the only one in the world as far as we were concerned. And it used to, another about the creek, in the spawning season, it used to just fill right up with these suckers, chub. There'd just be thousands of them peddling up that little creek, you know, trying to get up to Deer Lake to spawn.
Were there any salmon in the stream?
Pardon?
Any salmon in the stream?
No. No. Just only once did we find a dog salmon in the creek. That's all. Only once, yeah.
Did you fish for these fish?
Oh, you could wade in and catch them. You could go in and catch a sack full in 5 minutes if you wanted to. Because they were half out of the water.
How would you catch them?
By your hands.
Really?
Yes. And you could, on the pooch, you could lie on the logs and tickle. You know, you tickle their tails and then you could just grab them. Of course, as kids, that was great fun.
Do you remember Chinese and Indians coming up to catch them?
Yes, lots of Chinese just come out from Westminster to catch them, yeah. But never saw any Indians, though. But Chinese, lots of them, yeah. But it was a kind of a muddy, different flavor in fish. It wasn't a sucker. It was a soft, very soft fish.
When you were a small boy, did you have many friends in the area? There are lots of children through there?
Well, to start with, there are only three families. Well, the two Hills and the Sprouts. No, four families. The two Hill families and the Sprouts and the Clayton family. I don't hear much of the Clayton family. They were lived up Gilpin Street, right exactly where the Sepoli house
was. Was that George Every Clayton?
George Every Clayton, so, right. A very large family of 12, I believe. So there were kids galore. But in those days, you assembled. I know our spot was a great assembling spot for we had the little dances and that sort of thing. And you made your own fun. You had more family. It was really rather good. You had.
I've heard your father was quite into local theatrics.
Very much. That's the only thing he really liked, and he was very good at it. My sister had press clippings. Well, I've got one book of them, just simply hundreds of them, and he'd put press every single solitary one, no matter what cast he was in. He could play anything. He was really good, but I remember too bad he didn't go professional. Like today,
he could
play anything, not just himself.
Did the rest of the family take part too?
Yes, a bit, but we were hams, absolutely, just trading on Dad, I'd say. All his plays, I'm sure I did nothing but harm. My last one, I was a policeman in the Brixton burglary, I think, and a very bum policeman, I'm sure, riding Dad's coattails. But I knew all the time I was no good because I didn't really like it. I didn't like acting. Seemed phony to me, wrong. I don't know.
Where had he got his training?
In England, he did not. He made model stages. I don't think he. Oh, well, he nearly went. Was professional. He was. I know one time he took the New Westminster Operatic Club or whatever it was called at the time. Took them to Nanaimo to perform. One of their shows, and apparently their PR man failed, because I think only about six people turned up to the show. They didn't have enough money to pay their hotel bill. So Dad had to somehow or other raise up some funds to get the troupe back. So that was quite funny. That was one of Dad's good things, right?
But he made model stages, you say.
Well, yes, he used to, because he always used to do the directing and also make the scenes and that sort of thing. He'd make anything they needed, you know. He's very fond of that. It used to annoy Mother no end. Mother, you could imagine around the house, a rather big house, and there were always little doors that wouldn't shut one thing or another. Mom would say, "Oh no! Dad is being Napoleon today and building the Eiffel Tower." And you must say, "He hasn't time to fix the door."
You're a poor mother.
Pardon?
I feel for her.
Do you?
Did she used to act in the plays too sometimes?
Not much, not very much. No, no, I don't think so. No,
your mother played the piano though.
Yes, she played the piano. Yes, right. Yes. Oh, yes, that's how we had our dances, you see. Right.
Who used to come to the dances?
All the neighbors, all around, all the neighborhood kids, young and old.
And the music was supplied by her?
Yes. Yeah. And then later, you had these gramophone things. And they used to have more family parties, like a play, and their charades, or charades, as they call them now.
People in Burnaby Lake call them charades, though.
Do they? Oh, right. Oh, very much
there's
so.
A very distinct Burnaby Lake accent.
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah.
Oh,
I've noticed it in several people I've talked to. Your brother and Kitty Fears.
Yes.
And a few others.
Well, isn't it funny? Oh, charades, definitely.